Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Are you a woman in the middle who's also an entrepreneur? If so, you are in the right place, and I bet we're connecting like this for a reason. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and you are listening to the Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs podcast, episode number one. Let's go. Welcome to the podcast, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, your go-to podcast to celebrate the intersection of your personal life and entrepreneurial journey as a woman over 50. I'm your host, Susie Rosenstein, your Master Certified Coach, Midlife Mentor, and Entrepreneur, and I am so excited to shine a huge spotlight on amazing women over 50 out there who are up to their ears in business and midlife challenges. And my friend, we aren't just going to be talking about the challenges on this new show. No. We're going to be taking a deep dive into what it's really like to be actively navigating classic midlife challenges when you're also trying to run your business. Like, we're going to be pulling back the curtain and getting real. So this is the first episode of the new show, and I want to thank you for however it is that we found each other in this vast sea of podcasts. If you know me from my original podcast, Women in the Middle, Loving Life After 50, then you know how much I value podcasts. I like to call them a party in your purse. Because really, knowing that you have so much quality entertainment and useful content within reach on your phone, which is likely in your purse or in your hand, it is so much fun. So Women in the Middle has been around for years now, since 2017, and I've met and heard from so many amazing women about the trials, tribulations, and exciting opportunities in midlife. If you haven't discovered the Women in the Middle show yet, please check it out, because there's a ton of midlife goodness there too, just waiting for you. The reason I'm mentioning all of this now is because the experience for me of hosting that podcast has helped me realize how Herculean it can be to be a woman over 50 and also an entrepreneur. Like, seriously, you deserve to be running around with a cape. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. And when you throw in the midlife stuff, the crap, the issues, the challenges, or whatever you want, whatever it's really like to run a business in midlife, it can become really challenging and rewarding and fulfilling and exciting. It is so interesting. I started to feel like we, as midlife women committed to the entrepreneurial lifestyle, like we needed to talk about it more. So here we go. This is what the Women in the Middle Entrepreneur Show is all about. If you're a midlife woman 50 plus who's an entrepreneur or business owner, this new podcast is especially for you. Here's a bit more of the backstory about how I came to this decision to launch a second podcast with this specific focus. So I had a bit of an epiphany last year. I realized that I was getting the majority of my clients from the Women in the Middle podcast. In fact, that podcast was actually the most valuable asset in my business, other than my coaching, of course. Like, that's kind of obvious, I hope. I'm a midlife transition coach, a mindset coach, who helps women over 50 get crystal clear about what they want so that they can create a roadmap to a more fun, meaningful, and regret-free next chapter. So good. So important, especially when you're stuck. So in terms of content, reach, and the best way for my listeners to develop a relationship with me and my coaching, the podcast was doing a great job in helping me connect with women who want to grow forward this way. Now, I had been at the podcasting thing for a while, and Women in the Middle had gotten pretty popular. So having this realization about the way the podcast was actually helping me help women really made me think about my business, about the podcast, about all of it. And while I was taking a close look at my business, I also realized that many of my clients were entrepreneurs or business owners. Now, you're thinking, isn't that kind of obvious? It wasn't for me. For sure, I also work with lots of women who aren't entrepreneurs and they are stuck in their careers, or they want to make a change, or are on the brink of a big transition like emptiness, or starting or leaving something in their lives. But most of my clients are entrepreneurs and are dealing with midlife in one way or another. So even if you're not an entrepreneur, I know that you know that midlife can really get in the way sometimes and create both obstacles and opportunities. But it often feels like the obstacles are in the majority. I'm sure you agree. Sometimes the obstacles can actually feel like landmines. Careful where you step, careful where you turn. Something scary might happen. Some big midlife thing just might be lurking around the corner. I know that's how I feel sometimes. So whatever it is, a landmine or maybe a hiccup, maybe it's something smaller, but something that needs to be addressed. The thing it has in common is that you're sailing along, having birthdays, establishing your career, starting your business, going full force into your business, raising a family, this kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, as if there were no warning, you are smack dab in a different, often complicated phase of life. So here's what I mean. Things like menopause or perimenopause might be affecting you and you're not showing up the way you usually do, or your energy is off and affecting you the way that you work best, like your schedules and what you want to do at a certain time of day. Sleep might be an issue and creating havoc in your life, or maybe you're gearing up as your friends and family are gearing down and perhaps retiring. Your empty nest situation changes. The kids leave, the kids come back, and it might affect you and perhaps even affect your home office. You love being a grandparent, but your availability and perhaps interest in a commitment to childcare doesn't match what your adult kids were hoping for. Maybe you realize that you could have a laptop lifestyle with your business, but you feel guilty about putting yourself first like this. Or maybe taking care of and supporting your aging parents can be particularly challenging as you're sorting it all out, all the different phases, and so on and so on and Scooby-Dooby-Doo, right? It's a lot. And like I mentioned, these issues are common in midlife. But when you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and in midlife, it can have a few extra and complex wrinkles to work out. When I worked in public health and education for almost 30 years, I always had a generous paid sick leave. As an entrepreneur, not so much. You have the flexibility, but these situations tend to play out a little differently for you as the one in charge as an entrepreneur. So the deeper I got into midlife, and I'm 60 at the time of this recording, I got to thinking, how can I help women in the middle even more going forward? What else can I do or create that will make a difference? And it came to me. I needed to marry the two. And that's where the idea came from to create another podcast for midlife women who are entrepreneurs. Basically, two cool parts of my business are getting married and having a baby. Yes, at our age. And it's called the Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. This new show will be like a sister show to the Women in the Middle podcast. Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs is focused on what's really going on in midlife as an entrepreneur while you are in it, actively navigating through and dealing with the obstacles, not just after you get unstuck or after you get through the midlife muck. If you're familiar with my work, you probably get what I mean. The guests on my original podcast are usually over the hump of midlife stuckness and confusion. They're over it. And now they have clarity and have made a big change. They're happy and they share their insights and big lessons learned with you, the listener. This new podcast is different. The interviews are with women 50 plus who are successful entrepreneurs or business owners. We'll be talking about my guests' entrepreneurial journey, their business and what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in the way to some extent and are challenging for them in life and as an entrepreneur. So we'll be focusing on what the experience is really like to be 50 or over and running a business. You'll hear personal, authentic experiences and the success and challenges that my guests have experienced as an entrepreneur in midlife. My goals are to highlight the real challenges midlife entrepreneurs like this face, especially when trying to follow their entrepreneurial dream when they've lost track of who they are and what they want because they haven't checked in with their actual dreams in decades, or they're so busy dealing with midlife issues that they feel like they've lost control of focusing on their priorities. Now, you'll recognize the challenges too. You'll identify with the stories for sure, as well as giving you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle. We will also dive into the current and very real challenges that these extraordinary women who are just like you are facing, not just in business, but in their lives overall. And that's what's also really exciting is that we're going to cover some of the best ways to solve some of these problems that are coming up So you'll have great ideas to help you go forward and love your life again after 50, because you'll have all this fresh perspective and strategies and tools to deal with it. Now, you might be wondering, what topics do we discuss on the show? Well, in terms of the topics, because my guests are from a wide variety of business, both online and bricks and mortar, you're going to hear a lot of perspectives. On the show, my guests break down exactly what's worked and what hasn't, what helps and what doesn't, what keeps them stuck and what helped them move forward, and what may be still keeping them stuck as a busy, successful entrepreneur. This includes the specific challenges my guests are facing when it comes to work-life balance, self-care, changing priorities, caring for elderly parents, self-accountability, relationships, including empty nest and long-term marriages, all kinds of stuff, menopause, mindset about aging, and feeling fulfilled professionally and personally, and probably more. I don't think I could capture everything. This is all part of the entrepreneurial experience for women our age. And as I mentioned, the goal of the Women in the Middle Entrepreneur Show is to celebrate the intersection of your personal life and entrepreneurial journey as a woman over 50. So we're talking about those challenges and opportunities, but also surprises going on as an entrepreneur when you're figuring out how to make it all work so you can continue to be happy in your next chapter. We also talk about what my guests have noticed about being an older and wiser woman in the entrepreneurial space and how it has affected them. You are going to love hearing these insights. And of course, we're also going to be going into what my guests are focusing on now that's keeping them excited. So what's going on in their life and business that they are very, very excited about? So you can really get a sense of the focus of this podcast. It's about getting real. What's going on behind the scenes, not just your forward-facing webpage. Everything looks great there. Or what you tell your friends when you're out for coffee and they say, hey, how's it going? Not the same answer. And this is why the stories you're going to hear are so inspiring. The Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs podcast delves into the very real challenges you face as a midlife entrepreneur today. This is a big deal in midlife, especially when you're looking at your business and life together like we do as entrepreneurs. As well, your perspective about the impact of your age on these challenges is so important. Sounds pretty good, right? I am so excited about this, especially when I think about my own entrepreneurial journey. I wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was about 12 years old. I was always dabbling in side gigs and selling stuff. So the first thing I did at 12 was calligraphy. I would do beautiful envelopes for invitations to parties and things like that. And then I always had the side gigs, and I really enjoyed selling stuff. I did. I loved it. But I ended up with a traditional career path working for other organizations and companies for about 27 years. When I got laid off 2 months before I turned 50, it was also the year my first kid left the nest. Just a couple of big milestones to keep things interesting. Then I took the deep dive into hanging my online shingle as an entrepreneur, and midlife shenanigans kept on coming fast and furious. Yes, there were some unbelievably amazing opportunities that came my way too, and that I created. But wow, those midlife obstacles and hiccups and landmines can really throw you for a loop. I want to provide a platform to talk about all of this more. We need to talk about it more. I've heard this time and time again from women, how alone they feel, that they're the only ones. You are not. And I can't wait to give you this opportunity to be both inspired as a listener and also to participate in this important conversation. If you think you're a good fit for this show, you can go ahead and apply to be a guest. If there aren't any available spots open, don't be discouraged. Just check back another time. The spots on my calendar, they do fill up fast for these interviews, but you can go to www.midlifeinterviews.com to learn more and apply. Also, please make sure to share this opportunity with your friends and colleagues who also might be a good fit to be a guest. So to wrap up, here's the thing. Life in your 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond doesn't have to be about watching your life pass you by as you're trying to cope with and avoid midlife landmines. Now, the way you think about midlife is, I think, a combination of age and stage. And I have met many women over their 50s and over their 60s, who, when you look at what's going on in their lives, it's totally a midlife kind of thing. So personally, I don't go with that classic definition. I think it's about age and stage. So learning how to cope with all this stuff in a way that honors your big picture priorities is a great way to go. Big stuff is bound to come up in midlife and beyond. Remember, being an entrepreneur isn't a walk in the park. You know this firsthand. There will be ups and downs and more ups and downs, and then you'll probably create some more amazing ups, if I know you like I think I do. You don't have to feel overwhelmed and stuck with things that you can't control and fearful of regrets forever. This is one of the reasons I'm so charged up about being a midlife coach. I like to think of myself as a midlife possibility coach. I have never met more amazing women in my life. I know I say amazing a lot, but seriously, it is not easy being an entrepreneur at all, let alone a midlife woman who's also an entrepreneur. And as you probably know, your mindset has such an important role to play. It's behind all of it. You have the potential to get better and better about learning to think on purpose, learning how to create the lifestyle and business you want. It's your time to learn and sometimes relearn how to put yourself first again and again and satisfy your need to grow and ultimately to embrace your power to create a life that you love. One thought and one midlife challenge at a time. That's the strategy. One thought and one midlife challenge at a time. So this is it for episode number one. Thank you so much for listening. You can always find the show notes for each episode on my website at www.suzyrosenstein.com. That's SuzyRosenstein, SuzyRosenstein.com. There is a ton of good stuff there too, including lots of really helpful free stuff like blogs, worksheets, the Women in the Middle podcast, and of course, how to work together or to get in touch. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Of course, reviews are great too and much appreciated. So thank you so much for listening. Always remember, it's time for you to put yourself on your agenda one thought at a time. I'm Suzy Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with this show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused 90-minute coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.